This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has many U.S. lawmakers worried about Russian aggression toward other European democracies. Colorado Representative Joe Nagus, a Democrat, tells Colorado Matters he's worried about what could happen next.
I do have concerns of the spillover effects to the extent that Russia continues on this current course of conduct in terms of democracy in Europe and larger security concerns for the West.
Nagus supports President Biden's promised economic sanctions, and he says the U.S. and allies must have a, quote, muscular response. The Department of the Interior has come up with new names for 28 geographic landmarks in Colorado. CPR's Paulo Shalceda reports.
The Derogatory Geographic Names Task Force was formed last November. The group was immediately tasked with proposing names for 660 geographic sites, whose names included a derogatory slur for Indigenous women. Alternatives from Mestahay Mountain in Clear Creek County made the list. The Department of the Interior will accept public comment on their recommended names until late April. I'm Paulo Shalceda, CPR News.
School officials in Greeley have rejected the state's offer to continue air quality monitoring at Bella Romero. The school is close to an active oil and gas well pad. CPR's Michael Elizabeth-Sakis reports.
State air monitors detected elevated levels of benzene at the school in 2019. Benzene often comes from oil and gas sites and is linked to cancer and other health problems. The state recently offered to restart air monitoring. Teresa Myers with the Greeley Evans School District said school officials declined.
It doesn't seem prudent for us to continue the monitoring out there unless we have some indication that there is a reason to.
The state is currently looking for other locations near the school to place the air monitors. I'm Michael Elizabeth-Sakis, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.